Hello, welcome to Downfall, City of Intrigue, our Dungeons and Dragons role-playing podcast. And we're back.
Yeah.
We had a hiatus.
Unintentionally.
Unintentional, but we're glad to be back.
But summer.
And playing a game together. And recording it for you, the viewer. listener.
Honestly, we record for ourselves, not for you.
Yeah. Mostly it's so Josiah doesn't have to hear us all talking at once.
I love it.
For the most part.
Well, terrible.
We'd like to thank our patrons. Dr. X.
What title haven't we used yet? Father X?
The Reverend X.
And Daniel Cochran.
Mm-hmm. Who we all thank for inventing the warp drive.
No.
Yeah, we do.
We don't thank him for that yet. He hasn't done it.
Yeah, and I guess he still has to change his first name.
2064.
Yeah, 2064. He's pretty close.
Yep.
It's within our lifetime.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Although, unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know how you want to do this, but baseball has not had its last official game yet, and that was supposed to happen 3 years ago,
yep.
According to the Star Trek timeline.
It just doesn't realize it's
in dead. London. Not that I'm a nerd.
Did you say in London?
Yeah. London was the last.
It's okay. We know you are a nerd.
Because you're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
They haven't even accepted baseball.
I know.
Yeah. That's... All right. Well, anyway. Last time, the party was traveling with Jimmy the Shade. They owed him a favor now, because he helped them get unolded, even though I guess he's the one that made them old in the first place.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens when you put a shade inside a vampire, which already has a shade, and they get, like... Will they become a double vampire? Who knows?
Yeah. Trying to be very useful for super terrible.
Or we will have a good vampire.
Which could be interesting.
Yep. So you guys are in a large cavern. There's a very disused underground manor in front of you. That at one point probably wasn't underground, but...
And wasn't disused.
Yeah, probably
it's
true.
Probably used.
It probably was not disused right after being built. That would be... Well, not impossible. A thing.
And there's us are here.
Yeah, I already have you guys laid out. So I'm assuming you're going inside, but if you don't worry
about
it.
Oh, there I am. I was in the wrong portion of the board.
You were?
Yeah, I was looking at this white block.
Oh, yeah. Corner. If you're on the map for Roll 20, scroll right and down, and you'll get to where we are.
There we are.
Sorry
all right.
To mention that. Sorry.
Wait, there's like a stairwell?
Sure, but it's not to a different floor. It's like a sunken central area. But you're not in the building yet, so...
Oh. Let's go in the building.
In the building we go.
Vampires are undead, right?
Yes, vampires are undead.
Now, okay, yeah, so now you see the room with the sunken floor. Instead of a pool in the middle, imagine it's dry.
Does it look like there used to be a pool there?
A dry pool of blood?
Actually, that would be pretty cool. Let's go with that.
Yes!
I like that idea.
Cooperative world building!
Yeah, I wasn't going to go with it, but I like it.
It's got dried blood all over the bottom.
I can't see the map.
Scroll right and down.
Right and down.
There's some trick to force scroll people.
I don't remember how it works.
It's shift and hold click, but we tried that once and it didn't work.
But so then we tried it another time and
hey,
it did.
Hey,
that
worked. Whoa.
That worked.
Cool. Alright, here we are. There's a stairwell, so it looks like there's a door to the left.
Oh, and the room is slanted.
Oh. And there's a door to the right. And then there's, like, bookshelves or something on the wall?
Yeah. The room is slanted enough to cause, like, balance checks if you guys are fighting and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, wait, hold on. Why can't I draw?
You gotta click the draw thingy.
Yeah, it's not letting me.
Is it drawing under the layer?
No. Oh, that's...
Are you on freehand?
Yeah, I was. Okay. Slanted.
I can draw.
That way.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that's downhill?
Yeah.
The arrow?
Yeah, the arrow's downhill.
I see.
Okay, I walk over to the desk.
Is that what that is?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. So position yourselves wherever you guys want in the room, whatever you're investigating.
I'm going to look at the books.
I will investigate the desk.
That's in character.
I don't care about the books.
Okay. Sorry, we're getting our rustiness. back out. It's been a while.
Yeah, who gets to, who gets to DM to tell them what happens when they look at what they look at first?
Right. None of you are going to look at anything.
Oh.
Because you guys have all kind of started to look around just a bit, but you haven't really had time to get into anything in depth when...
Roll initiative.
We all die.
Yeah, roll initiative.
It's a, Dracula coin.
Oh gosh, I turned on my thing. A little...
TMI.
No. Well, no, the other thing.
Where's my dice? I need a die.
I suppose you might.
Don't you? I have a pink one somewhere here. Oh, there it is. Thank you. That's not a D20.
I think the DM should roll D12s from now on.
Especially for initiative.
I do too. Especially for initiative.
If anyone has an extra D20, I'm not sure where my dice bag is.
Here you go. You can use my mini dice.
They're so tiny.
Oh, that's awesome. It automatically put my initiative in for me.
Oh, yeah. How do I roll initiative? I just type... I go to my character sheet.
And you click on the initiative button.
Journal.
Apparently your tiny dice like me, Ami.
Elias. Character sheet. Initiative.
Real dice. I hate real dice.
Mm. Roll. Anyway, good. Did it work?
No, yours might be different, Yanni.
It might have popped up with the thing that says no selected token.
Yeah.
If you did that, to select command. Yourself and then hit it again.
Sorry, I missed what you said.
It may have popped up with a thing that says you attempted to use a roll command looking for the value of a selected token, but no tokens are selected.
Sorry, click my guy.
Select yourself, and then try it again.
Alright. Select myself. Character sheet. Elias.
It's nice enough outside today. I almost suggested we just play outside.
That would have been cool.
Click really and drag to roll the dice.
Yeah. And I don't think I have quite enough outlets.
Yay!
I guess I would be able to.
That's fun.
Okay, so everyone's initiative is in?
And then click, and it... Yeah, looks like it.
Okay. Mechanics-wise, what you guys aren't actually fighting vampires because they're way too high level for you, but...
They're like vampires.
Don't tell us that!
No, it just means, like... I don't want you to feel all disappointed if you kick a bunch of vampire butt and you're like, oh, well, that was easy, and we're only like level like 4 or whatever you guys are.
5.
5?
Here, you can use this.
I think 5.
What Josiah's saying is at least he's 5.
Uh-huh. I'm level 5.
I'm level 5.
Okay, good. That actually fits nicely. Alright.
That's what she said.
Wow, are you going to try to make this have an adult rating?
Sorry.
I don't want to edit stuff.
I know, I was going to say
It's only that's what she said. That's what she said is perfectly acceptable because it's innuendo. It's not actually saying anything bad.
No. Uh-huh.
I guess it depends how intense the innuendo gets.
Exactly.
Oh, we like our innuendo tense.
Right. We're working to control it.
Is he going to hang out in the pool?
We know we have a problem.
I'm bathing.
All right.
Okay. The dwarf. Yeah, there's 3 of them. He's gonna get attacked.
No, that's not the dwarf. That's me, Elias. Oh,
no,
there's another one. There's three of them.
You should zoom out.
2 of them.
No, wait, 3.
And he's gonna swipe at you with claws because I guess they have them. That's sort of weird, but whatever.
Vampires.
That makes sense.
Just as long as they don't start sparkling or whatever. Okay.
I've seen vampires.
16 to hit.
Darn.
Now I need other dice. I should just find where I put my dice.
Here, do you want a set?
Yeah.
Alright. I'll give you my DM set. And hope that because you are not me, it will give you bad karma.
Can always hope. So take 7 damage.
Okay.
That was a bark worse than its bite, huh? Literally, I guess, except it didn't bite you.
He could have. Ivory skin things all the time.
Yeah.
Like those animals.
See, I do that, but not in D&D. Wait, what?
Okay, the other one that's attacking Elias. 15 to hit?
No! I hold up my shield and his claws clatter off the symbol of Pelor.
His teeth.
His teeth claws. He bites my shield.
Yep. Like, It does its job.
Sounds more like a chainsaw.
The other one just moves closer. So, Elias.
All right. It's my turn for turn undead. I turn undead.
How does one turn undead to be awkward because you just make them run away?
I know.
Yeah, the last time you did that, it didn't go so well.
Yeah, but they, like, these doors are locked, right?
The doors they came in from?
They just came in
through
the doors.
They just ran some doors.
Oh, please do it, because you're a cleric, and that's what clerics do. I'm just saying.
It means they can't attack us for a little while, so. Just want to make sure I get this right. I printed it out, but I can't find it. So yeah, turn undead. I don't think I have to roll for this. It just happens. There it is.
Each undead that can see you or hear you within 30 feet makes a whiz save.
Okay, so they make the roll.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to hit 15 is my spell save.
They are good.
None of them?
Yeah. I rolled pretty high.
Got turned?
Nope.
Oh.
So you're like, back, foul fiends? And they're just like, what?
They're like, who, us? Nah.
They're like the vampires in that Dr. Who episode.
They're too strong.
That's good. I get to watch them.
Alright, then it's the rest of my turn. Because that was a action.
Yes, you can move.
So at 5th level, when undead fails at saving throw, it didn't fail.
It didn't fail at saving?
No. I'm going to do that disengage, or wait.
Disengage
as an action.
Disengage is an action.
Well, then I'm going to say, hey, get away from me.
You can move as long as you stay within its threatened reach.
Well, I don't want to.
Run around it.
Yeah, you can.
Right, it's like I'm facing it and I'm like flanking it, or, you know,
shifting around.
Shimmying. I don't know why I'm doing
shimmery.
I'm done. I don't want to be next to this guy.
So, one thing to note, too, is these vampires are fairly well-dressed. I mean, we're not talking, like, evening formal wear.
Yes.
But you guys also notice that their clothes are ripped and torn in places.
Mm. Like, ripped torn.
Yeah. The dwarf.
Is there a shade friend here helping us?
Jimmy?
No.
I guess I should put a marker for him.
Oh, I didn't know he was following us.
Yeah, because we're going to find him a vampire.
I thought we were going to take a vampire and then just...
Thanks for reminding me to add him. That was a good idea.
Oh, I know what I can do with the rest of my turn. A knowledge check.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Which knowledge? Religion? Because I'm good at that.
Yeah, I think that would count.
25.
Because this deals with humans that have been corrupted, so.
I got a 25.
Yes.
I'm all about those vampires.
Alright, that's the first one I'm finding that's useful, so I'm dumping it on there.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
He's not actually that corpulent.
Okay.
That, what, fat bastard?
It may as well be, yeah.
Okay, so
I'll show you. I'll make it bigger.
I think it's an ogre.
Please don't.
No, gosh, man.
Okay,
baby.
The dwarf, you're doing a thing. What are you doing?
No, I did my knowledge check.
Oh.
It was still Elias' turn.
No, really?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 25.
That's a pre-roll.
What are you trying to learn?
I want to know what their weaknesses or strengths are.
Vampires? That's like religion monsters 101.
Okay, well, mechanically.
Are
they like immune to poison and stuff?
Let's see. They're harmed by running water, stake through the heart, very sensitive to sunlight. Yeah. And they can't enter a residence without an invitation. I love how when you think about it, vampires are actually kind of weak.
But they don't. They're not like immune.
They're very strong if they are able to control the situation.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Someone get a steak. All right, I'm done.
Dwarf,
are you done now?
Yeah, now I'm real done. For
reals. All right, I crit to hit.
For reals. Yay!
So that happened.
Critical hit.
Checking with my short sword. That's. It's normally 1d6, that's 2d6, because it's a crit,
right? I think
yeah.
So.
It's just double the dice.
I believe so, yeah.
So many versions of that, so many differences.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's a... I can't even tell.
Can't remember if it's a 1 or a 6.
Oh, that's your weird die. Six.
Yeah. So, 11 plus... And I only add my attack bonus once, or do I attack
yes.
twice?
Okay. Only attack bonus once.
Straight numbers only add once.
Okay. 17 piercing.
Okay.
And then I get attack again, because my attack twice thing. I can't remember what it's actually called. Because I'm looking at the paladin, no wonder. Extra attack, it's called. It's an extra attack. And 20 to hit.
20. Where does it show there? Oh, there it is. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then 12 piercing more.
Okay. Good work. Good job. You stab it up, it shrieks out at you. It doesn't look particularly wounded, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to think of what happens if you just regular stab a vampire.
Huh. You just get holes in them, maybe?
Yeah, I guess so. Alright. Marthok.
23 ranged attack against the one that's not next to anyone.
Okay. That'll hit.
Okay. He takes 4 lightning damage as an arc of energy arcs out between me and him and begins to be sustained. And then I can move. I want to move carefully, so half speed, if that's a thing. Am I allowed to do that?
Sure, I don't see why not. Okay. Oh, you're right, because I told you guys you're on a slanted surface.
I shoot it with a wooden dart.
All right, I move to where I am now. So basically, you move away from the desk and towards Elias, keeping Elias between me and the vampire.
No, other way around.
And I concentrate to sustain the witch bolt, and it takes another 1 lightning damage.
Wow, Zap. My whole damage.
Yeah, I know. I
can't rolled. Concentrate this turn. You have to concentrate on the following turns.
Okay, fine. That's sustained this turn.
Caius.
So he takes 1 more.
How high, or how far down am I from the top level?
Like, how deep is that recessed area?
Yeah.
About 10 feet.
Sweet, I'm going to jump that.
Yep.
Oop. Or make an athletics check.
Oh, there he did it.
Yeah, 29 to jump up.
That's pretty good.
Bam. I
think I'll allow it.
All right. And then I'm going to do I'm going to attempt to grab this vampire.
Grabbing a vampire! Oh, what if you had wooden spikes all over?
What was that?
What if you had wooden spikes all over?
Yeah, that'd be better at this point. It's athletics, my athletics opposed by his athletics or acrobatics.
Okay. And they don't list either, so that's awesome.
They,
so,
they said they did.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I failed.
27.
Yeah.
Are you told this thing yet, though?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
It's gravity grabbed.
So he is grabbed.
Yep.
Are there wooden?
And that is my turn.
Totally no.
No. Okay.
There are metal bars.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if it would go all the way through the heart.
Did I skip someone?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, for some reason it felt like I skipped someone. Okay.
John's not here.
We're just so efficient.
Yeah, we're efficient today.
Apparently, which is kind of rare, so... Alright, you see most of the vampires heal some. The one down in the pit is still looking a little wounded, but the rest of them look fine. Because vampires regenerate.
Yep.
Okay, just trying to think of how I want to do something. The one in front of Caius is going to bite Caius.
Okay.
15?
No.
Okay, and it's also going to try to scratch. 16?
Nope.
Okay. It scrabbles uselessly at your armor. It's kind of funny.
It goes to bite and ends up biting one of my spikes and then, you know, it's like... She bits a bit of teeth out, or tooth out, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Elias, 13?
To hit is a miss.
And then a critical fail that it recovers, so that's great. Suddenly these vampires are goofy and competent.
He's like, yeah, I'm just holding up the shield. Ah.
They're like, wait, you're not supposed to fight back.
The dwarf, 20.
To hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Hang on. I have an ability. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use cutting words.
You're going to hurt its feelings.
Which is uses my reaction. Yes, I am going to hurt its feelings. As a reaction, I can use one of my bardic inspiration to give it a minus 1d6 on its on this attack roll.
Rolled by me or you?
Hmm?
Rolled by me or you?
16 then? Didn't work.
Oh, well, you said it didn't work.
No. I tried slash R1d6, or using the thing from my one.
Changes to a 16 for its hit instead of a 20.
So it's...
Okay. It's going to be... 9 slashing damage.
I don't look so hot, guys. I mean, beyond the normal hotness that a dwarf portrays anyways.
Right.
So, before Elias can go, however...
Uh-oh. There's a new mob.
There's a mob. A mob?
From a window, like, above, it's mostly just a window frame. Mm-hmm. Bursts in. Two more here.
Yeah, this one's green.
And they attack the ones that are attacking you.
Oh!
Yeah, oh, cool. They're on our side.
Not necessarily.
Well, they're closer to our side than not.
They're not against us, so they must be for us. Right?
2, 8. Okay, so that one's going to take some damage. And the other one doesn't. Okay, and the one that's... over on the north end here, this one, looks at you guys and yells, what are you doing here? Get out. And now it's Elias' turn.
Alright. I'm going to cast the one that helps everyone.
Less?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Less. You bless up to 3 creatures within range. There we go. That's the one. You guys ready for this?
No.
And there's only 3 of you guys?
Correct.
Within range? Cool. Because I can spend another... I can do it as a second level. Yep. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw. And that's just all the time?
Right, it doesn't expend, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Alright, it's concentration up to 1 minute. 30 feet? That's about right. Wait, is Caius within 30 feet?
I don't think so.
Nope, 40.
Oh, I could...
You can leap out into the air and cast it while you're flying, and then...
No, because then vampire's
going to...
Land
in
the pool of blood. Pool of blood.
Vampire's gonna bite my foot. Actually, that might be better.
Foot biter?
No, I'm just gonna run over to here. I'm gonna run down the stairs. So if I go... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4? Or if... I've got to make a check if I do that, right? Move that far.
Yeah, well...
You're still not within range of Caius, though.
You...
Yeah, that didn't help.
You inspire, or you get an attack of op against you, and probably have to make a check. I don't know. It's slanted still.
1, 2, 3, 4. How close do I have to be within 30 feet? Alright.
Not quite.
I'm gonna go. Yep, I'm gonna have to make like. Alright, he gets an attack of opportunity. Or whatever. Or opportunity attack. Or
he's occupied with the other vampire.
Hooray! But then I have to make the check to run that far. Some kind of dex check, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, since the floor is slanted.
Acrobatics.
Yeah, that would be a good check.
7.
It'll be good enough. Yay. It's not slanted a lot. It's, you know, enough that you need to roll, but it's not in, you know, a very strong slant.
Like on it, like a stage slant?
Kind of, yeah.
It's enough to be a little offsetting for being in the house. All right, now I cast the spell, and everyone's got those +4s.
So we get +4 to our health?
No, you can roll.
Oh, that's right. We roll with an extra +4.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Make an attack roll. Add a number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw. Yeah, attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends. So go for it. Go bananas. All right. Next is... That's the end of my turn.
Okay, so the dwarf.
I say... Or yeah, he. What did he ask us? What are you doing here? Get out?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to use the water whip. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
If you're trying to beat
me. That's not a very good throw, so you'll probably succeed.
Forget what it is. That's my dex.
That note.
What is it?
Like a 6.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't very good.
No, that's not. That does not beat it.
No.
All right. Yay. That's exciting. So you're going to take 3d10 damage.
Nice.
Of the bludgeoning sort. So it takes 23 damage. Hey, there's an ant. And it's knocked prone.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my extra attack and attack with my short sword. That wasn't good. 10 to hit?
Nope.
And then I gotta use my bonus action for attack, but it's unarmed, which doesn't really matter. My unarmed is the same.
Mokes.
Still didn't do very good. 12.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Morthok?
Okay, how's the one down in the pit looking?
Could be better, but could be worse.
Okay, I step to the edge of, carefully, to the edge of the railing, and cast fiery streams out of my hands at the one next to the dwarf.
Ooh,
that sounds fun.
23, 20, 26.
To hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three?
Yeah.
He takes 31 fire damage.
Nice. It does not look good now.
No, and it's fire. Noted. I would like to note. If that causes any changes to healing.
I'm looking that up, yeah.
And okay. And then I sustain my lightning bolt, and the one across next to Caius takes 7 lightning damage.
7 now, huh?
Yep.
Oops.
Alright, I'm back. Sorry about that.
You're back just in time. You missed me totally roasting the vampire in the pit, and he's a little bit on fire right now.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. But he is on fire.
Fire is a thing that's happening. Alright, so now it's Caius' turn.
I'm going to attempt a shove on the one that I am grappling.
Okay.
It's the exact same set of skills. My athletics versus acrobatics or athletics.
Man, he rolled terrible. I'm pretty sure. 16. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't lose on this one. 7.
Okay. Yeah, I can't actually lose on that. I rolled a 1 and still got a 12. Okay, so he is now prone.
Okay. I wasn't sure what shove did.
And I'm going to use my movement at half speed, which is 5 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Move to here and drag him with me.
Okay.
So you shoved him, then pulled him?
I shoved him. I used a shove to knock him prone, and then I dragged him across the room with me.
I could just see you just grabbing him by the hair, and a vampire just flailing uselessly as you drag him across the floor.
Oh, no, I don't want to grab him by the hair. I want the scruff of the neck.
That works, too.
Okay.
Now, these vampires aren't affected by silver. That's just werewolves.
Right? That's just werewolves. Okay. Okay. The one in front of the dwarf is going to attempt to flee, so you get a chance to attack it.
While prone.
Well, I guess it's going to have to get up first, but...
Which is a chance to attack it?
Actually. Is it?
Isn't it?
No, it's not.
Not anymore? Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Let's see.
That's right. Our attack of ops are now just if you leave a threatened space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Simpler, but for those of us...
No, if you... Not if you leave a threatened space. If you leave... The area in which a mob threatens.
Or you are correct. I don't mean a. I mentally was thinking a threatened area, threatened reach.
It's gonna turn into a bat, so it doesn't have to get up from prone.
Oh, it's a bat!
But you still get a chance to attack it.
All right.
Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!
Daddy, you make stabbers him. That's better. 21.
Yep, that'll hit.
Nine.
Nice. Damage. That exactly kills it.
Yes.
Ooh, you slice the bat in twain.
It's not how I wanted to kill it, though. I wanted it to be whole. That's okay.
Yeah. Dead is dead.
Dead is definitely dead.
Okay. The one in the lower left is going to fight the other one. I'm not going to necessarily do rolls in this case.
Well, I want to ask why they want us to leave.
Okay, then that one's gonna
Why must we leave?
That's what I said. Because it's not technically my turn. I'm going to do that on my turn.
Yeah, you'll do it on your turn. Okay, Elias. The other ones that are that came in later are still just attacking the vampires that are here.
Sweet.
Oh, and I guess the one that you killed actually turns into a mist.
Like a poof. Just a mist? What?
That's what they do.
What?
There's no body.
What? It's a cloud.
So we need to capture one.
Where's your bottle?
What would happen if you did that?
We're here to eliminate evil vampires. I answer their question from earlier.
Okay.
And, which reminds me, I eliminate an evil vampire. I shoot it.
Do I want to catch one?
Just one. Wait. Let's see. What's the one he's got grabbed? Because we just... I'm gonna shoot the other one with Sacred Flame. Flame-like radiance descends. 1d8 radiant damage. If he fails a dex throw, so dex on that on the one in the down left.
Okay, 9.
That fails. 1d8 radiant.
Jimmy!
Two radiant.
Wow, but radiant special, so that's okay.
I know. I'm glad. I was hoping it would be.
Alright.
The sunlight burns vampires.
Is that all for your
Yeah,
turn?
That's all. I'm going to move a little. I'm going to move a little farther away from that other vampire. Is Jimmy doing anything? He's just watching?
Oh, that's right.
Whatever. Yeah, pretty much.
Or whatever he's doing, he doesn't really have a face, so.
Well, how hurt are the vampires right now?
The two that are still alive, or I guess in physical form, are looking fairly healthy.
Oh. Okay.
So you're up, the dwarf.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask my question. Why must we leave? One. And I guess I will not say the other one, because the other they're not hurt yet, really. So I will jump over there. Or something like that.
How do we jump again?
Something awesome.
It's athletics. Wait, there's no... Yeah. And your athletics roll determines how far you can jump.
I feel like I had a bonus on my jumps. Maybe not. Darn, I'm in paladin. I thought I did. I can't find it, though. So, I will jump that far. Or try to. It's athletics, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, it should be acrobatics.
Jumping is athletics, for sure.
Yep, that one's pretty set.
I'm just saying what I think it should be. Nineteen.
Yes.
Jump. And I get to jump what? How far? I guess I should have just looked it up. Should have rolled it in the thing. Athlete's feet.
Athlete's feet?
Mm-hmm.
It's better than athlete's foot. Ha ha ha.
Nice.
Please donate to our Patreon.
Please donate.
Because of the jokes we make.
Because of all the great jokes that I wrote. For you. No, I did that for me. That was all for me.
Yep.
Damn me. I really appreciated that. Oh, here it is. I can make a running long jump / running high jump after moving only 5 feet instead of 10.
So you get that high. Yeah, so you can jump like twice as high as you would otherwise be able to jump or something.
I think it just means I can do it in a smaller area, right?
Yep.
So is the pit that I'm in, is that down below as well?
What do you mean?
So I'm down in the pool of blooded dryness.
Oh,
do I need to jump onto that ledge and then jump on the next ledge?
No, or? The pool thing is flush. More of, yeah, or it's a small enough indentation that it's not really going to matter for...
Okay, negligible.
For that, yeah.
Oh, well then I guess it doesn't matter the 5 feet bit. I'll just run.
Exactly.
And I'll catch the ledge with my foot. So did I make it? I guess I made it.
Yeah, you rolled pretty well. That's going to be fine.
Boom. Actually, I guess I want to be here so I can attack this guy. And then I'll use water whip.
What are you doing?
Water whipping him? Oh, you're grappled to him, though. Will that hurt you?
No.
He's already prone.
Yeah, but it does, like, damage.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We need to get him hurt more. That way we can get Jimmy to maybe take over his body.
That's true. You don't want one destroyed, or Jimmy can't do his thing, can he?
Okay. I didn't realize that, otherwise I wouldn't have killed the one below.
No, it was fleeing. It wouldn't have had enough. We still have to kill him or capture him.
Okay, I still have enough. Oh, make a roll for dexterity.
Right.
Dexterity saving throw.
8. Boy, I'm really rolling bad on those.
8. You did not.
You might have disadvantage on dex saving throws. Nope, it doesn't.
It isn't?
Nope. Just attack rolls.
Alright. So he is prone. Well, already prone. And 3d10. That was terrible. That was better. Better. 21 damage.
Okay.
Bludgeoning damage. That is.
Okay.
Does he look more hurt now?
Oh, yeah.
I yell, Jimmy, come try and do your thing.
Okay, now it's Morthox, though. I gotta change the turn order.
Okay, I walk again at half speed with careful business while pulling out my war pick and attacking the vampire in the back.
War pick?
Yep. And this guy's still looking okay, right?
Which one? The lower one?
Lower one, yeah.
Yeah, that one's definitely looking okay.
Okay, then I attack him for 18.
Okay, that'll hit.
He takes 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I continue to sustain my electric bolt, and he takes 1 lightning damage.
The other one?
Yep.
Took 7 last time.
I know, but it's a d12.
Oh, you roll it every time.
Okay. It can, in fact, roll anywhere between 1 and 12.
Right, I thought it was a static number.
Negative.
Okay, is that your turn?
That would still be a static number.
Well, true, but I thought it was like predetermined before the whole thing.
Yes, that is my turn.
Okay. Caius.
I'm going to move to here. Is that space enough that I would have to... Is it covered enough that I have to squeeze? Because it looks like it's more than half the square.
Yeah, you're good. It's more than half the square. That's exposed.
I'm going to drag the guy with me to right there.
Okay.
And no, nobody gets attacks up against him because it's forced movement.
Yep, he's not really doing it of his own volition.
Yep. And I'm going to attempt to grapple the one that's right in front of me now.
Okay.
Hey, 23.
13. So you're still guaranteed.
He is grappled. Or he is grabbed.
Okay.
Grapples and grabbed are different?
Yes.
There is no such thing as grappled anymore. There is just the condition grabbed.
Yes.
So good.
And the best description for that is you
have
your hand on someone.
Right.
Like maybe not like around them.
Some part of them.
Right.
You might have their shirt or their neck.
Like when guards are escorting someone out, like, you know, grab them.
Yeah. It's not like you're restrained means like all the way around, like with a tentacle.
Right. Is that all you do?
Yep.
Okay. Jimmy's going to move.
Oh, Jimmy.
Up to there.
Come on, Jimmy, we believe in you.
Okay. And
come on, Jimmy, light my fire. Wait, no.
Both of the remaining vampires.
No, he's going for the wrong one.
Oh, you're right. He did get moved. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, he's over here now.
There we go. Both of the remaining vampires turn into bats. They're going to attempt to fly away. So.
Did you answer my question?
It's not the good one's turn yet.
Oh, the bad ones turn into bats.
Yeah, the bad ones are turning into bats.
So what happens if you grab... Is he grabbing a bat now, or does it break the grab?
That is a good question. I would think it breaks the grab, but... Let's see.
This is important questions.
That's actually a very critical question.
Why isn't there a rule about this in there? If a vampire's grab, while turning into... Maybe it's
It doesn't say anything about
mechanically
changing shape or anything like that.
Breaking grabs.
Getting out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I would assume teleporting would clearly do it, but...
Yeah, and if it turns into
I guess it would depend on how they change shape, really.
Yeah, and if it changes into its mist form, obviously you can't grab it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's insubstantial at that point.
Well, that's... Yeah, that makes... That's what I would do if I was a vampire.
Well, you know, they do say that it's polymorphing. I would think morphing does not involve an instantaneous change.
Yeah.
So I would say you can probably still have him grabbed.
Alright.
Alright then.
Get a little
I
bat.
Now have He's not grabbed two bats.
How big is this bat?
Tiny.
Wait, you've grabbed both of them?
Yeah, I have them both.
Oh, wait, actually, okay. I can't have them choose to turn into mist instead. So if they're smart and if they're going to try to escape, they're obviously going to turn into mist.
Aww.
How smart are they?
17.
That's pretty smart.
So they're both going to turn into mist and start to fly up towards that, or float, whatever they would do, up towards that window that the good ones came in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the good ones is going to look to you guys and say,
do I get attacks of op against that?
Against mist?
Good question.
Let's see. Well, it says that it has advantage on some of its throws. Oh, immune to all non-magical damage. So unless you can do magical damage to it.
Does that include stunning?
If it's magical. Although, is it immune to stun
damage?
Effects?
Stunning is not damage.
Can you stun a mist?
That would be kind of funny.
Can you knock a mist prone?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't say you can't, so I would assume you can.
It is the prone.
Does it fly?
It hovers, apparently.
So it has a fly speed, and
it does have a fly speed. Yeah.
Has the hover condition.
Yep.
Which means it doesn't have to land at the end of each set of movement.
Right.
So yes, you can knock it prone. But it doesn't really do anything.
But I can stun it. That was the question. Now, I don't want to knock it prone. I want to stun it.
I think you can. I mean, it doesn't say you can't. I'm not sure how you stun a cloud, but
magic. I don't know. Our ways are unknown to the rest of you.
Pretty much.
Because I'm using its key inside of its body, if that's a thing. I'm not sure how it works.
Okay.
If
yeah,
you hit another creature...
That's assuming it has key.
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of life force.
Because I'm interrupting the flow of key in the opponent's body to stun it. So I guess it's kind of magic. Just body magic.
Is there a keyword?
I mean, they don't put keywords.
I see what you did there.
Keyword? Whoa.
It says key three times.
I'll allow it just because it's interesting.
Yeah, it just says you can interflow with the key in an opponent's body. Oh, nope, I can't do it. Because it says when you hit another creature with a melee attack weapon.
Oh, yeah, that would have to be magical. So. Alright, so is anyone attacking them as they turn to...
Well, I mean, it's a reaction.
Right? I will.
So I can't attack
them. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to. 27 versus AC to deal 6 piercing damage, but it doesn't matter because it's non-magical.
Right, but your guy still kind of still looks kind of cool as he, like, you know, swings at it or whatever and then passes through. Okay, the good ones, one of them turns to you guys and says, if you truly have to be here, I'm not sure what my kid is doing, says, if you truly have to be here, then... Don't move, or don't go anywhere. And they both turn into mist and fly after the other ones.
Bring them back unharmed.
Do I have an opportunity to do anything to them? Before they, like, do I have a chance to react before they turn into mist?
The good ones?
Yeah.
Depends what you're thinking of doing.
Do I have the opportunity to call up to do an action? Because I don't want to tell you, because you'll stop me.
It really depends on what the action is.
I want to cast Hold Person on them on one of them before he turns into a mist.
On one of the good ones?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay, I cast Hold Person. Make a whiz save.
That's pretty low. 2.
He fails. He is paralyzed.
Okay, so you paralyzed a cloud.
No, I paralyzed him before he turned into mist.
Oh, before he did it. So, like, partway through and, like...
As he was started to transmogrify.
Okay.
Because we've just seen them do it, like, 3 times. Yeah. So we know what it kind of looks like.
That's true. All right, so the rest of them are going to fly out that upper window. This one's going to be stunned here. And that's actually where we're going to stop this episode, because that's a full episode. So...
Bum-ba-da-bum.
Yeah, I know.
What is up with these vampires? Yeah. Who knows?
It's time for answers.
Turn in next time. For exciting next chapter.
And bubbles!
That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.